Welcome back to another episode of Erp Chirp, a podcast by Albertans about Albertans, but for all Erpers. I'm Erica Ensign.
I'm Annette Weirstra.
And I'm Kirsten Gorick.
And we just watched season 2, episode 7 of Wynonna Earp, Everybody Knows. And now,
everybody does.
Thanks to Waverly.
Wow.
Only keep your mouth shut, girl.
Oh, I know. But I have to say, this is a moment that I really, really love in this show. Again, I'm going to use a phrase, subverting expectations. One of the things that really bothers me is when people get upset with each other just for the sake of drama. Like, that bothers me. So the fact that, I mean, Waverly, she really didn't do anything wrong. Wynonna said she was going to tell him.
Yeah.
And, well, the Waverly, the thing she did wrong was say, I'm going to be here for you, and then run at the first moment.
Yeah, that's true.
But, so then later she tries to be comforting to Doc, who is her friend, which is a totally cromulent thing to do. And then the thing that I love, though, is at the end when she admits to Wynonna, I did this thing. I accidentally talked to Doc. Wynonna doesn't fly off the handle at her. It doesn't cause some sisterly rift that's going to be, you know, worked out over 3 or 4 more episodes.
Yeah.
No, it's two people acting like grown-ups with each other, and Wynonna just being like, crap, you know? That just, I love that. That's another thing that I actually remember from the first time I watched this season that just made me fall in love with the show all over again. That these people are written like people who are not holding the stupid ball for no reason.
I think in the same vein, though, you look at Dolls and Doc, where they could be like now in a giant pissing match for the rest of the season about who gets Wynonna. But you actually see them going, okay, now we're readjusting to the new normal. We don't know what's happening. We don't know what she's choosing. We don't know what's going on.
Let's crack a beer together.
Yeah, let's let Jeremy put a binding spell on us, and then we'd be adorably stuck together.
He is a wizard.
He is. He's the cutest wizard.
Oh, they tuck him in at the end. It's so cute.
Jer Bear. I'm going to start calling him that now.
I like it. I like it. Yeah, this was a hilarious episode. I think we laughed. We laughed more out loud in this one than I think we have in any other episode so far.
I feel like Jeremy is hitting his stride, and he was so funny in this episode.
The
stakeout with him and Dolls.
Oh my God. Like,
you're so amazing, and you're so great. I would go on a stakeout with Jeremy any day.
I couldn't stop talking. It was amazing.
Yeah. And he had snacks.
Mm-hmm. And he sneezed into the binoculars.
And when he was saying, like, you know, there's no black badge division anymore, so that means the, you know, people can, like, basically date coworkers or whatever. The look on Dal's face was like, are you coming on to me? Like,
right?
But not in a disgusted way, just in a, are you serious, dude? It was great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm Team Jeremy.
Yeah.
All the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, is it going to wear off in one
cycle,
one revolution? I think it was, or one rotation.
The Earth around the sun.
A day, a year.
Yeah.
Aw, silly boy. Yep. And then the other humorous plot line, you know, besides the fact that they are all, you know, linked, bound together, is that that you have a ghost of a U.S. Marshal deputy from 135 years ago trying to catch Doc,
and he's string him up.
He's covered in cobwebs.
Oh, like, God.
Which was Kirsten's favorite.
Oh, that's
right. Oh, I forgot. Take some pride in your appearance, gentlemen. Lawmen covering cobwebs.
It is a little bit ridiculous that no, like, you know, no force on this earth can, like, you know, get him except for Dolls, who is also a marshal. But, like, anybody else tries to punch him or throw something, it goes right through him. Cobwebs, for some reason, don't. Like,
what is that about?
Spiders
they very slowly and carefully descend on him.
Maybe.
His body was covered in cobwebs after he died. And it stays on its ghost.
Maybe, because he was kind of woken up from some kind of slumber at the beginning. Mm-hmm. With the creepy little disappearing kid.
Very weird. But yeah, it didn't even occur to me until the end of the episode why all of a sudden would they have found him. And aha.
Yeah.
The Stone Witch being dead.
Was like some kind of... They said
of
a cloak had been lifted on him or something like that.
Yeah. So yeah, so maybe her...
There's
her
a hint
spell.
Happening, I feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, something's going down.
Yeah.
But man, I just feel like Dolls is such a person now, you know? He's so relaxed, and like he was geeking out about Reeves being like a legend.
And yeah, the reason he went into law enforcement and just like shown off his badge and his motto and
and outranked him and saved the day with nonviolence.
Oh my gosh, I was waiting for the other shoe to drop. I was like, what? They're gone. Yep. They disappeared.
Bureaucracy for the win.
Yes,
that's great. I love it. You know, that's the way law and order should work. You shouldn't have to shoot somebody for fornicating with the judge's wife
twice.
Well, and really, isn't the judge's wife the only one who has to actually have a say about whether or not she gets to fornicate?
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I think 135 years ago.
No, she did not.
She probably didn't.
I'm just making an argument for her.
No, I agree. Because also the way that it was, the charge was phrased, it was against Doc for seducing her with intent to fornicate. Whereas, like, you know, we don't know. Maybe she seduced him.
Also,
I would.
I'd be fine with him seducing me.
I sign up to be seduced.
Go ahead, Doc.
Get in line. Right?
Mm-hmm. Who says seduction is a bad thing?
Mm-hmm. And speaking about, you know, not shaming sexual acts, I quite liked Winona talking about the night that, you know, yeah, it's not great that she just got completely wasted, but she was really trying to deal with all of this trauma after being captured and paralyzed and dealing with all the last of the seven. And she's not apologetic about it. And I appreciate that. She says, mm-hmm. I wanted to be touched. I wanted to feel something good and it helped. And I was like, good for you. There is absolutely nothing wrong with two consenting adults doing what they want to do in a back alley behind a strip club. Like, that is all okay with me. And I like the fact that the show did not slut shame her for that. I mean, people were a little bit judgy, but I feel like those characters, it made sense for them to be judgy. But yeah. I didn't get the impression that the show itself was slut shaming her in any way.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think why Waverly has been a bit judgy about the feelings in the past few episodes. So, yeah, it makes sense that she would also be judgy about this.
Yep. Yeah, mm-hmm. And she's her sister. So, like, you know, she's got that protective thing going on. She doesn't want Winona putting herself in any kind of danger.
Yeah.
And in this case, it turns out she was actually in a bar that was entirely filled with revenants. Luckily, only one of them knew who she was, and he really skeezily took advantage of that.
Jonah.
Ugh. Yeah, that end speech is like, please just shoot him in the head already. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. It's being so horrible.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he was really laying it on thick at the end there, which was good because then it made it much more comfortable to watch her just shoot him in the head.
Yeah.
Do you think Waverly was also being judgmental because she was disappointed? Because I think she just wanted, well, obviously, especially once we learned Jonah or Jonas is a revenant. Mm-hmm. Don't we all just want Doc to be the dad?
Right.
Yeah. And I mean, so much easier.
Waverly has been wanting to keep Doc as part of the team from day one. She's the one that tried to, you know, chase him down when he was trying to drive away in the pink Cadillac. She didn't want them to get together in the first place because she was afraid that then they would break up and things would go. Like, she just wants everybody to stay together. So, yeah, I think disappointment is a very good word for it because.
Yeah. So she's not, it's like she's acting out. Possibly not so much under judgment, but just like, why did you do this? Now you ruined everything. It could have just been talking you.
Yeah. Yep. Well, she calls Doc family when she goes to see him in the bar.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yep. And he really, you know, he is like, even just him and Dolls and
they are a happy Jer
little Jer.
Yep. It's they're a team that have really has sort of come together, which is a neat thing because really now all they have is each other.
It's true.
Because there's no BBD
anymore.
We haven't, like, Nedley's still around, isn't he?
We haven't seen him.
Yeah, we haven't seen him in a long time.
Like, we have not seen him. Mm-hmm. This is also the first episode this season where we've seen actual revenants.
I think it might be.
Yeah.
So we've been fighting all sorts of other things, but not
that's a
revenants.
Good point.
Yeah, it's kind of like a throwback Thursday. It's like kind of a classic. There.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there were several of them, you know, in that bar. We saw at least one other one.
Yeah.
So, you know, now she knows where to go if she needs to scratch that itch to
do some shooting.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed Winona and Nicole hanging out.
Oh, yeah. They were great together.
So much fun.
Oh, my God.
Drunk Nicole is adorable.
Mm-hmm. The comic timing was
right?
great. And her and Waverly on the phone, like, don't you cutie pie
me.
Me? Hi, sweetie pie. But seriously, so cute.
And the fact that she can tell from the sound of the pumping music that they're in a strip club.
Like, how do you know that, Waverly?
And she said she had been to two or three other ones before she got to.
There's a lot of strip
Pussy
clubs.
Willows. Pussy Willows.
Yes. Purgatory. Mm-hmm. You know.
And so, you know, Waverly. Well, I mean, maybe she GPS'd it, but maybe she knew where they were. I don't know. I mean, and we don't know for sure if they're actually in Purgatory or they might be on the outskirts of the
right,
big city.
The big city.
Yeah, it sounds like they were going. I think.
Because Winona said
it was an away game, yeah. So it's got to be. I assumed it was outside of Purgatory.
Yeah, so I'm guessing we're talking Calgary.
True.
Yep. Outskirts of Calgary,
the quote unquote big city.
Yep. Which they'll never say by name. No, it's fine with me.
We're gonna still call it Calgary.
Yep. Yeah, we totally are. Where there are no rats.
No rats.
Still,
rats. We're gonna have to call it Ratgate. Yeah. Ratgate.
Totally Ratgate. I wonder how many other people have Albertans have. Fixated on that the way we have. I'm sure there are many. That just makes me laugh.
Yeah.
If he was a demon rat.
Not an actual rat. Can get in.
Yes.
Could be.
It's entirely possible.
Probably more nutritious for Mixion. Because remember when Waverly was possessed, she ate that spider creature thing.
Oh, gross. Yeah. So much gross eating.
Memories. This episode didn't really have a lot of super grossness.
No,
like, you know, Doc's neck is a little bit messed up, so we got some makeup on that because it was almost gone.
We didn't have the opening gross scene either, did we?
Not so much.
No, we just had that guy waking up, right?
Yep.
So there was no grossness there because usually there's like an opening gross scene.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We got off switching light. It up.
Yep.
Keeping us on our toes.
Exactly. We never know what to expect from this show, which is actually true. We don't.
Nope.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of speaking of something we haven't been talking about.
So you're just going to, nice transition.
Worst segue ever. But I want to jump back to the scene with Waverly and Winona, which we actually started with. Winona sitting on the stairs and not freaking out about Waverly telling Doc. We got another one of those shots where it was not quite overhead, but it was kind of on an angle. So you had Waverly on the left side of the screen and Winona on the right side of the screen. And you had the banister, the part of it that's still intact, in between them, mm-hmm. just like we had the bars and the bathroom door.
Mm-hmm. So there's something separating them.
Yeah. Mm. And
yes.
And then at the end we get, and it was very brief there. And I think maybe it was very brief on purpose because then you actually get Waverly opening up to Winona finally about her fears about not being an ERP.
Yeah.
Which, so I don't know if these were supposed to be some sort of visual cues that's a thing that's between them. Mm-hmm. But I have no problem with Waverly keeping that bit of information to herself up until this point, because I feel like that's a tough thing to deal with and maybe she didn't want to bring it up. But I also am very relieved and very happy that she actually told her at this point, because you know, it's been weighing on her and they really need to have each other's backs at this point.
Yeah. And I think maybe with all the possession and the tentacles, and that really got in the way of that, right? Who knows if none of that had happened, if she would have maybe come to her sooner, but
quite
they had
possibly.
Bigger tentacles to fry.
Yep. Fried tentacles.
Well, and then the pregnancy came up, so to speak. Yeah. So yeah, that's a lot for them to deal with. But yeah, I don't think have we even mentioned it this season. So another thing that's kind of coming back from last season, mm-hmm. we've got Revenants. We've got What's Up with Waverly. So
Yep. And her heritage.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last previously seen on, we got a couple of seconds of Bobo.
Oh, we did Bobo. See Bobo because we had to have our reminiscence of Bobo telling her she's not even an ERP.
I know. So it's like just for a couple seconds.
We miss Bobo. Those widows, they're not the same.
No.
And
they're not.
Winona knows something is up with them.
Oh yeah.
She doesn't know what, but she doesn't trust
them.
She
grabbed the shoulder of the wrong one. Sister there. Yep. So that was great and sort of a teaser because you kind of just go around.
Right. And I loved that moment with her and Dolls when they're leaving. She's trying to explain the different bitch things and then he calls
She's usually a fun bitch, not a bitch, but like
Oh, yeah, it's a bitch thing.
Yeah.
Well, and with like the most charming smile ever. Yeah. Just giggle. Yep.
He can totally get away with it. So we're back to warm dolls.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, he just settled out this episode a lot, so.
Yep. And had, you know,
which is fair.
An interesting talk with Doc too, being like, you know, you before he knew that Doc may or may not be the father, you know, you need to step up which makes me think that the coldness in the previous episode was indeed what we suspected.
Yeah.
Him sort of purposely maybe trying to take himself out of the way so that Wynonna can be with the father of her child.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And did he not say, even when he said, I might not be, he says, well, you're something about you're the father. We need you to be the father.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So regardless of what it is, it's like, we need you to be the father.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's time to step up. No more lone wolf.
Which is kind of nice, but at the same time, that is not your decision to make.
No,
dolls.
It totally isn't.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, Wynonna at the end, or not at the end, near the end, when she was like, you know, welcome to single motherhood, and Waverly called her a superhero, and she said it was the same damn thing.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Here. Single parenting is, I mean, honestly, I think parenting of any kind, that's a superhero move, but doing it on your own.
Was it potentially Revenant
and
she, child?
Yeah, well, when just before she shot Jonas, she says something about, you know, how that this baby is going to be ours, meaning hers and Waverly's.
Yeah.
So, like, oh, look at the sisters.
Suck it, anus.
Yeah.
See, that's how I remembered his name was Jonas, because it sounded a little bit like anus.
Yeah.
Which he totally was.
The biggest.
Yep.
He's kind of handsome at the same time, though.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, and that was a funny line, too, where Wynonna points her out. And, yeah, like, oh, well, drunk Wynonna's got standards.
Well, if you're going to sleep with a Revenant, he better be attractive.
Right?
Yeah.
Sigh. All right, well, anything else before we mosey?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, until next time.
Lights out, bitch.